365 days out of every year, the Christ child is born in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. 365 times a year, the Christ child is born in me. Can we say that? Can you say that? Can I say that? Every day that I wake up, and I wake up every day in the year as well as the rest of you. And when I wake up and I find that a beautiful day stands before me. A beautiful life stands before me. A beautiful world stands before me. And it is absolutely wonderful. 365 times a year, the Christ child is born in me. 365 times a year. That's 365 days out of every year. That beautiful essence of spiritual reality is born in me. Now, what does it mean to say that Christ child is born in me? What it means is to say that, well, to start with, I am unconditional love. Yes, I am unconditional love. The Christ child in me is unconditional love. I look at every single person on the face of the earth, starting with me, and I see each person is absolutely wonderful. Each person is beautiful, is giving, is great. Now, this year, the year of 2011 at Christmas time, I normally would send out Christmas cards to all the students of the University of Healing. I would send out letters and Christmas cards to all of my family and friends all around the world. And I am very blessed to have many family and many friends all around the world. Everywhere I go, people say, "Make my home your home, Herb. When you come into my home, you bring a blessing." Well, I just bring the Christ child with me, that's all. And that's kind of nice, isn't it? I bring the Christ child. Now, what about you? Do you bring the Christ child with you, that unconditionally loving consciousness with you, wherever you go? Well, if you do, that's pretty wonderful. If you do, that's pretty spectacular. So, now think. 365 days of the year, I wake up and I say, it's a wonderful day. 365 days of the year, I wake up and I say, this is a beautiful day. It's a glorious day. It's a wonderful day. And then I think, I have so many people that I have met in my lifetime who have been absolute love, absolute joy, and absolute peace. And they have given me so much of their lives. Into every home that I went, people say, "Make my home yours. Herb, you're not a guest. This is your home. Make yourself at home." Now, that's a lovely and a beautiful expression, but it's also a freeing expression. And by freeing, it means I do not have to write to my family and say, "I love you." Say, "Have a happy new year and have a glorious Christmas." They know that because they are my family. And my family all know that I absolutely love them. My family are my students everywhere in the world. And my students everywhere in the world, whether they know it or not, whenever they think of me, I am thinking unconditionally loving thoughts about them. Whenever my family, wherever they may be in the world, think about me and think, "Gee, Herb's a nice guy. Herb's a great fellow. Herb is a great teacher. Herb is a great philosopher. Herb is all these wonderful things, just like they are. That's why they think I'm great, because they see their reflection in me. Well, I feel like I should get busy with my computer and just bout-a-bop to everybody. And then I think, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say to all of my loved ones when I see them, I love you. I'm going to say to all my loved ones, whenever I think of them, I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. I'm doing that all day long. For I'm thinking of my creation, my students, my friends, my family, all day long. It's a fleeting thought. It might be a fleeting memory of when I was a child, a fleeting memory of when I first got married, a fleeting memory of when our son was born, a fleeting memory of some glorious event in my life. And that fleeting memory brings back the entire memory with it and all the joy that's with it, and my unconditional love surrounds it and it folds it and says, oh boy, that is great. And then I go on to the next one. I don't say I go on to the next one, I just go. I have finished that adventure. I have finished that glorious remembrance. And then I go on. Now, our life and our world is a series of remembrances. It's a series of yesterday, today, tomorrow, because every moment that I'm thinking of something in my life. I'm thinking of some experience that I have, that I had, that I'm having, that is absolutely glorious. I'm not thinking of something that didn't work out well. I'm not thinking of something that was a problem, something that was not pleasant. It's always, with my unconditional love, I am thinking of something beautiful and good. It's just a flash. It's just a flash, but it's like the entire motion picture of that event is into my mind and out of my mind, and then I'm off to the other thing. Now, I have 365 days of the year to have single flashes, but you don't have a single flash in a day. In a day, you have hundreds and hundreds of flashes. And in a day, you have remembrances that go back and forth. You have remembrances of time. You have a joy. And then, that's 365 days. Now, that's just 1 year. Now, how many years have I delighted in being here on planet Earth? And in those years, how many wonderful people have I created in my world who are absolutely great? And with my unconditional love, I surround them and enfold them and bless them and say, oh, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Now, I don't have to say Merry Christmas. I don't have to say Happy New Year. I don't have to say Happy Birthday. I don't have to say any of these things. If I were to begin to try to say any of these greetings, I would be limiting myself. Because in my day, and your day, anyone's day, really, we can have flashes by the score, by the thousands, that go through our mind of adventures, events, activities that sparkled our life, made us come alive, and made us feel wonderful. And we're not living in the past. We're living in the now. And if you think, and if I think, that I have thousands of adventures that flash through my mind that were the past, stop and think. How many adventures am I having going through my mind right now, in the now, in this instant of right now? Am I thinking a loving thought about my staff here on campus? Am I thinking a loving thought about Ellen Jeremini, who is just a delightful, dedicated person? Do I think a loving thought about Ingeborg, who's always interested in having everything going just beautiful? Am I thinking loving thoughts, moment by moment, about Sylvia and how wonderful she's working and doing things for herself and creating her world as a beautiful, dynamic place and serving all of them, serving the University of Healing so beautifully? When I look at Rex and he sparkles those brown eyes up at me, he's sitting next to my chair on the floor and he puts his head up on my knee and I'm sitting at the table eating and he's saying, I'm ready for any morsel that might drop down this way, you know. But he looks at me in the eyes and his big brown eyes just look at me and say, you know, I'm glad you're my master. I'm glad that I created you in my world. Woo-hoo-hoo, dog's great too. Sure do. I'm glad I created you in my world. And I understand what he's saying, and I say out loud or underneath my voice, Rex, I'm so glad I created you in my world. And I look around the world. I look around the table, and I see the cats that we have and little love that we have, and all of them are glorious and beautiful and fantastic, and all of them are saying, yes, this is a wonderful day. And Rex, he's living in the now. Sometimes he has dreams, and he'll shake his leg like he's out for a run. And it's wonderful to watch the pets that live now, right now, wherever they are. You and I are the Christ child, born 365 times every year, every day of the year. And we let this unconditionally loving being, the Christ child, be in us all that it is. And we say to ourselves, what a glorious day, what a glorious way, what a glorious being, oh, how fantastic. You know, for me, Christmas, the birthday of the Christ child, is every day of the year. I'd have to send out cards to everybody every day of the year, which wouldn't be a bad idea. But Christmas is every day of the year. And in me, the Christ child is born every day of the year, every moment of the day, and every instant of the moment. Oh my, oh my, oh my. That adds up to quite a bit. And how wonderful that is. How fantastic that is. So, every day of my life, it's just filled with people saying, Herb, I love you. And me saying back to them as I tune in to their charisma, their vibrations, their love, and I say, I love you. I am a great creator. I create the most beautiful beings in the world. The Christ child. He came to express who he was. He didn't come to change the world. He just came to give a good example of what living a beautiful life is all about. We look at the great philosophers that have walked the path on earth here, the great gurus, the great teachers, the great leaders. And as we look at them, oh, they have their ups and downs, but how do they respond to them? When they are wrongly accused, do they get angry at everybody who accuses them? No, they just say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. When they are given gifts and they say, thank you very much, and other people say, they don't deserve that. I deserve that. Well, if everyone were to say, I accept my blessings wherever they come from, they'll come. I was talking to a lady just yesterday, and the lady was saying, oh, she was kind of unhappy. She was kind of down in the dumps. She had some feelings about herself, and people were misunderstanding her and so forth. And I thought to myself, now look, if you act this way, people are not going to cotton up to you. They're not going to be happy with you. They're not going to like you. They're going to shun you. And you're going to be more lonely than you are now. But if you, in your heart, can forgive everybody for whatever wrong you think they might have done to you, what a grand person you are. If you can forget everything that anyone has done which might make you unhappy, just so it never happened, what a wonderful life you live. Did the Christ child go through his experience on earth and have people misunderstand him, have people not appreciate him? And what did he do? He just went right on teaching, loving, sharing, and giving. Do teachers in the schools of the world, are they always appreciated by the students? Do the students always do what the teachers tell them to do and follow the program that is given to them? Oh, we might wish that it were so. But the teacher, because the teacher is a teacher and a loving center of unconditional love, goes on teaching forever without any need for reward, without any need for feedback to show that the student really learned something. Most of the time, if you're honest about it, you find out that something you've taught somebody a long time ago, all of a sudden, they're following it. The principles that you lived and showed to your students at any time, now all of a sudden, it's their principle, and they never even heard you telling them that principle. They made up that principle by themselves, and you say, glory, hallelujah. I don't need the credit. I don't need the credit. I'm just glad that they found their way to the truth within themselves. They found their way to the divine, to the Christ child within them. This Christmas season, as you and I think about the Christ child, we think about the divine within us, we don't worry so much about what he taught, what he lived. We don't worry about anything. We merely say, what a wonderful blessing he brought to the world. His unconditional love at all times was something that I'm going to remember all of my life. I may not always say, Jesus the Christ said this, or the Christ child said this. I may not always give credit where credit is due, and seldom is credit given where credit is due to any student-teacher relationship. But that is my way of thinking, my lifestyle, my beingness, unconditional love. If that is my style, my life, my beingness, what more could I ask? What more could a teacher ask that the student live what the teacher taught, even though they put it in their own words, in their own way? And as they put it in their own words, their own way, and go on and live the bright, beautiful, fabulous life of wisdom and glory and beauty, how great it is. 365 times a year, the Christ child is born in me. And how might I multiply that times the hours of the day, the minutes of the hour, the seconds of the minutes, the instants of the seconds? I would come up with a rather grand number, and all I have to do is to be unconditionally loving once, and I am the most beautiful soul on the face of the earth. To be unconditionally loving once where it would be a tendency not to be that way. To be unconditionally loving with all in my world, then truly I have revered, respected, honored, understood the Christ child born in me. And do you know? That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. So have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.